Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, August 21st, 2022. Today he is talking about trust in Mother, Father, God. You are not in form to save the world. All are one, you know that, and yet you have difficulty accepting the truth of it. Your egos are at work here distracting you, and thus you find it difficult to feel that you are one, to feel reality when you take time out to connect. It truly is a question of trust. You need to trust that you will connect when you settle into your quiet contemplative or meditative state, and then allow yourselves to feel the connection. When you set the intent to connect, you always succeed. But, because of your doubts, your ego-driven sense of sinfulness or unworthiness, you do not allow yourselves to feel or experience the connection, and you then assume that it has not occurred. The One, Mother, Father, God, Source, and your support team members here in the non-physical realms have connected with you. In fact, there is never a moment when you are not connected with us. You have just chosen to be unaware and then have assumed that we are not present with you. Let go of those doubts and stop believing your egos. They are not your friends and they excel in misdirecting you. Allow yourselves to just be frequently throughout your day, even if only momentarily. Doing so strengthens your sense of self, your essential self-acceptance, because when you are just being, you do not engage with your negative, ego-driven self-judgments, and thus do not distract yourselves from the awareness of the beauty and perfection that is you. All that Mother, Father, God creates is eternally beautiful, is always present in this now moment, the only moment, and so, of course, each one of you is an eternal and unchanging aspect of that beauty, of the One in every moment. How could it be otherwise? Your awakening is the moment when you release yourselves from your belief in separation. It is only your belief that appears to establish you as a lone, solitary, or separate being, and you chose to engage with that belief when you chose to experience the unreality of separation. It is unreal, and you have the power to change your mind, to discard that utterly invalid belief, and you will. Freely when you become fully aware that it has never served you. Many of you who have, maybe for decades, been setting the intent daily to be only loving whatever arises, are very, very close to finally releasing your hold on the unreal. You know that it is unreal, but because your sense of the reality of the unreal is so deeply ingrained within you, it is very difficult for you to let go. It is a little like someone who is close to drowning, clinging tightly to a large piece of driftwood as a flotation aid, thus making it impossible for rescuers to lift him out of the water. Let go. You will not drown, be lost, or die. There is only life, source, love, the One who created you as an eternal reflection of herself. You are completely worthy of God, of love, because you are divine and eternal being created by her to experience and delight in eternal joy. Accepting and living the unreality of life in form, as though it is real, which is what you do, demands enormous physical energy that needs to be replenished with food and sleep, so that those of you with families to support often experience exhaustion, both physical and emotional, leaving you with very little time or motivation to attend to your spiritual needs. Your spiritual needs must be attended to, and they are fed when you take time out quietly and alone. So do set a time during the day when you will take some downtime, and honor yourselves by making sure that your loved ones honor it. When you do not honor yourselves, you cannot properly honor others, which only adds to any sense of unworthiness to which you may be clinging. Realize that as you are reading or listening to this message, I am holding you in my loving embrace and quietening your egos so that you may feel the love and the peace that are always present. You just choose not to be aware of it because you believe that you need to attend to the urgent needs which your human lives are constantly delivering to you. Remember the numerous occasions on which you failed to fulfill them, and remember that whatever may have been the reason, that disaster did not occur. You are not informed to save the world. You are informed to follow a divinely planned path to your own awakening and to assist all those with whom you interact to do likewise. You probably will take some diversions, but you will always find your way back to your path unless you allow your egos to persuade you that they know a better way. They do not. Listen to your inner guidance, your intuition, and follow that. When you do, you are honoring yourselves, and in doing so you will find yourselves more at peace, knowing that you are precisely where you are meant to be on your own perfect path to your awakening. Follow that inner knowing, your intuition, and trust yourselves. God does, and He knows what a wonderful being of honesty, compassion, and integrity that you are. Be in peace. With so very much love, Saul.